Well, I will start with saying I love the first song that we sang, because as we were singing it, I'm thinking that's really what I'm talking about today. Or the thought is, you know, he makes it so easy for us to praise him. If we actually spend some time thinking about all that he's done for us, and that's really what my teaching or sharing this morning is going to be about. Pastor Bill talked to me last Monday, and he said, well, I plan on having you share sometime in the next couple of weeks anyhow, before any of this happened, knowing that the trip was coming up, and he wanted me to share a little bit about it and about the Marabellas joining us. And so I would much rather him be sitting here listening to me share, but this was planned whether he wasn't going to be here or not. But as Shane was also sharing, you know, Pastor Bill doesn't stop being who he is in God when he's in the hospital or at home or wherever. Yesterday, I got to talk again a little bit with him, and he was sharing about all the opportunities he's had to share God and his faith in his God with all the nurses as they're wheeling him in and out of places in the hospital itself and different procedures they want to take him to. And so it just excited me to hear him being a witness in the hospital. He'd rather not be there. We'd rather him not be there. But it's giving him an opportunity to reach people that otherwise he wouldn't be reaching. And it's the same way with me when I start looking at my life and start looking at all the things that have happened and who it then brings me in front of their path. My path takes me into their path. And then God then basically through me imparts something that they need to get. Or vice versa, I get something from them that I needed. And that's really what this is all about today. Literally, I planned on sharing because he asked me on Monday. And so he says, I know you like some time to prepare. And so he's getting to know me well. I actually feel best and most comfortable when I have about 2 weeks' notice. I'm starting to get much better at last minute. And it's usually because I want to make sure that I'm sharing what God wants me to share. And so that doesn't usually happen right away with me. It's like, okay, God, what do you want? What do the people need to hear? What do you want me to share? And so I reached Wednesday night and got just before bed. So this is 2 days later. So now I'm down to basically 3 days left, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, to prepare. And then it's like, okay, I've got it. This is it. I was sure this was God. And so I then had the next 2 days, Thursday, Friday, I prepared all Thursday, all Friday. I went through, everything was done Friday about 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I woke up first thing Saturday morning. No, I set my alarm for 7, yesterday, and I woke up at 6:15. All I can say is God started sharing with me before I had a chance even to say anything to him. I hadn't even said good morning, God, because I think he wanted to make sure he got what he wanted into me before I got in the way. He literally just started showing me things and goes, this is what I want you to share. And I'm like, okay. And I don't know if God has to do that with any of you, but sometimes I can get in the way. So yesterday he just made sure, you're not getting in the way. This is what it's going to be. I'm like, okay. When Pastor Bill asked me to share, he wanted me to share the way I heard it about two different things. First, the Marabella is coming and the trip to Sri Lanka. And then second, a message. What God showed me yesterday, it's not two different things. It's the same thing. I'm like, okay, how's this going to work? Well, we're about to try. not try, because try implies there's a possibility of failure. When you're trying, that means you may or may not succeed, right? If you notice in the Bible, it doesn't say try to do this and try to do that. It just says do it. It says, here's my word to you, do it. Look, we're just going to do it. We're going to do what God said to do. So, first of all, I'm greatly excited to let you know that Stephen and Donna Marabella will be coming, and they will be speaking here 2 weeks from today. As Shane said, this is the couple that I got to go to Tanzania or Tanzania, whichever way you want to pronounce it, and spend a couple of weeks with. And in doing so, I got to see their heart for the people and the work, that, the good work that God has them doing. And I was greatly impressed by everything that I saw. I know man isn't supposed to impress you, but literally their spirit. And within 2 weeks, like, they were my friends. Like, best friends. Like, I'd known them my whole life. And before I left, they were asking me, you know, to come back again. Now, I will tell you that when they asked me, they shared what they were going to have me do the next time. And I said, hold on, I got to check in with God on this. Because for those of you who know me, my idea prior to starting going out in the mission fields was, my idea of camping out was, I would stoop to a 3-star hotel. It's about as low as it would go. Okay? That's being greatly readjusted over time. And so this last time, I got to go into the Nguru crater with them. And back in the middle of nowhere, speaking to the Maasai. And then they brought pastors out of the bush. You, villages that are out where people don't get to. There's no roads. There's paths. And most people don't even know where those paths lead. They've never been back them. But the Marabellos have been, to reach these villages that no one else reaches with the gospel. And so they brought, from about a 9-hour drive away, about 20 of these bush pastors to their compound where they live, in Kigoma. And I was able to share with these 20 pastors, and about half of them had their wives with them, and a few of them had their children. And at the end of this time, they said, next time, we're going to take you down where they live, and we're going to go to where they live. And this means in a tent on the ground with the snakes, you know, walking in these paths. And I go, I need to check in with God, because I want to make sure that this is his idea, because if he's not going with me, I'm not going. Okay? I want to make sure that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I will say that within about a month, I call him back. We talk. Yep, I'll be there. So that's already been decided. So I'm going back to minister with them again in August of this year. But I'll say about a month and a half ago, Pastor Bill, based on my conversations with him, he said, you know, I would like to meet the Marabellos myself and get the chance to spend some time with them. So that is our hope. Once again, that we're believing that by 2 weeks from today, Pastor Bill will be back here in this seat and will be well and able to meet with them afterwards and spend the rest of the day with them. But he also said one of the main reasons he wanted him to come here was so that you, the church, would get to know them. And so I'm excited for that you'll get a chance to see and hear their heart just as I did. So that's coming up 2 weeks from today. Then on the 16th of March, as Shane also said, I will be heading out and going to Sri Lanka, and I'll be spending almost 3 weeks there. I'll be spending the first 2 days with Pastor Anthony Simon, who was, I met one time about 3 or 4 years ago. It was the last Armada landmark prior to COVID hitting. And he asked me to come and share at his church in Sri Lanka the next time I went to spend time with Pastor Pradeep, because I told him I would be going back. I've been with Pradeep before, and I'd arranged to go prior to COVID, and about a month before COVID hit, I'd already had my plane tickets. Everything was canceled. So this is my first opportunity to get back, knowing that I've wanted to be there for years. So I'm excited about this trip, and I'm going to be very busy. I typed up an itinerary, and you will get to see that just like last time. We're going to hand it out to you a little closer to the time of leaving so that you don't lose it while I'm gone, and so that it's there for you so you can be praying. But it's kind of funny. As I'm typing it up, I got through to about, I'll say, 12 days into the trip, and I typed this line. It's like, Monday, day of rest. And I almost wanted to type in after everything I'd put in. I go, greatly and much needed, and I know I'm going to need this by the time I get here, because I started with, as I'm typing everything, I'm going, I could probably be tired by about this time based on all we're going to be doing. But that actually excites me, because when I'm there, I'm not there to take a vacation, just so you know that. I'm there because God wants me there for a reason. And so I'm excited about all that both Pastor Anthony Simon and Pastor Pradeep have arranged for me to aid them with. And that's really what God's put in my heart to do as I go out, is to connect with people in other nations who are already doing God's will and doing it the right way, so that I/we can be a support for them because they need it. I was talking to Shane yesterday, and he says, a lot of people, unless you've been there, you may not fully understand how much they need your support. And we're not just talking financially. We need also mean in prayer all the time. And that's why having them come and sharing with you, you get to know them so that the Spirit will lead you, go, you know, I should be praying for them, you know, out of nowhere, because the Holy Spirit will do that. You may not have thought about them for 2 or 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, them. And then you'll start praying. They need that. And so, as again, I'm greatly excited with both of these. But what this all led to and how this connects to what God has me share today from His Word is, during this time as I'm laying there yesterday morning in bed, God started taking me through everything that He's arranged in my life to bring me to where I'm at right now. And trust me, in the next 20 minutes, we don't have time to go through everything. But I do want to share a few things and show you how He's done it with me in Scripture. Because, you know, Peter often opened his mouth. Did you know that? There's a certain verse in the Bible that stands out to me, and every time I read it, I chuckle. Now, a lot of times he opened his mouth and said some really great things. And Jesus would even say, hey, you know, the Holy Spirit showed you that. You know, and so he would say good things. But every once in a while, he would open his mouth and say some things that he probably ought not have said too. But this one, the way the verse reads, it actually says in Acts 10:34, it says, then Peter opened his mouth. Now you're like, uh-oh, what's he going to say now? And said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. And I can tell you that that was actually the basis for the first teaching that I created, that you're not going to hear today. But it applies everywhere, in that what God's done for me that I'm going to talk about today, He'll do for all of you too, if you'll do what He would have you do. And He makes it very plain in His Word what that is. And so I would like you all to turn to Proverbs chapter 3 and look at verses 5 through 7. And basically we're going to spend most the rest of this time there, because God started showing me more and more in this. It's a passage that I've known for a long time and could quote it to you word for word. And I thought I understood everything that was in it. I try to make sure that I don't memorize Scripture. I want to learn it. You know, I really want to know what's it saying to me and to others, so that when I do share it, it's just not words. All I can say is He showed me a few more things. How many of you have thought you knew something and then all of a sudden, oh, that's there too? It happens all the time. If you're willing to spend your time there actually meditating on the Word, it's a great thing to do. Because he'll reveal things more and more to you throughout the years as you go on. But in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, as I'm thinking about, and God showing me, how did you wind up here? And the first thing that He kind of impressed upon me was this Scripture. And it starts out with trusting in the Lord. Because I had to think back through my life when things really started happening. And by happening, I mean that more led to where I'm at now, which probably started in my life, I will say, quite a bit later than they should have, if I'm being honest and looking back, or would have hoped for. It's never too late. Let's put it that way. I want all of you to know that. Because I look at my life and go, okay, I turned 65 years old this year. And it wasn't until about the age of 59 when God said, okay, let's go this way. And I said, okay. And from that point on, things really changed. I mean, there were a lot of things going on prior to that. I was saved when I was like 13 years old. But I had never really trusted God to the point to the extent that I needed to until just 6 years ago. And he kind of showed me that. And when I did, I guess what I would say is you need to be ready for a whirlwind almost. Things just went faster than anything you could think of. And so many things happen that you almost can't keep track of them. And you can't know how they happen. You can't understand it, which is what I want you to see here. If you try to figure it out, you can't. And if you try to figure out what you're going to do next in advance, you can't do it the way God can. So just get out of the way. And see, that was part of my problem is I'm, once again, if you get to know me, I like figuring things out. But and I mean that by even through his word. Some people, and I commend them for this, have their whole life, they'll hear the word of God and say, that's God, I'm doing it. I go, wow, that's awesome. Because once again, sometimes I would get in the way. I'd say, well, let me study that out and see what if that really says that. And could it mean something else? And yes, studying the word is good. But I have learned more and more I need to be like those who just say, that's God. If you know it's God, just do it. And if you don't have it quite right while you're doing it, he'll correct you. But start doing it right away. Okay? In that which you know. And so that's one of the things that's really started. But you're not going to do that unless you trust God. And so what do we mean by trust him? It literally best means to be confident in him. And within that confidence that you lean on and rely on him. Because if you don't trust him, you won't be leaning on and relying on him. Most likely, you're going to be relying on yourself. And so as I said, I often, the best thing that I and you can do is get I and you out of the way. Because then there's the opportunity for God to work in you and get it done his way. Okay? So it starts out with trust. So be confident and lean on the Lord. And this basically the Lord here, oftentimes we'll talk about Lord and Lordship and know that that means that we do serve a Lord. But this is really just meaning God in general, Yahweh. So to trust, be confident in, lean on the Lord with all your heart. Not part of it, all of it. This means your whole heart. This means your mind, like including your intellect, the part that would try to figure things out. Your will, your emotions, all those things. It says, don't use those to try to make things work in your life, but rather just rely on him. Get those things out of the way. Do you have them? Did God create you with them? Yes. But that's not what you should be relying on or be confident in order to find out what God has for you. So get those out of the way. Back to the verse again. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. By leaning, we've previously said lean on him. But really what happens when you're leaning on your own understanding means you're supporting yourself. And if you're trying to do that, you may succeed for a while. Or you may think you are. And it may even look like it to some people. But you're really not succeeding the way that God wants you to succeed. And ultimately, you'll find that you fall flat on your face. I've done it more than once. I hope not to do it again. That's not a confession of faith. But it's happened. And I'll look at it and go, why didn't this work? Well, because I was involved. And there was too much I. And not enough relying on and trusting on God and in God. So it says, and lean not. Don't support yourself on your own understanding, meaning your intelligence, once again. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And really the word that's translated as acknowledged here, if I actually went back and looked up the Hebrew word here, and in this case, it's best translated as to know. See, sometimes we'll think of the word acknowledge and we'll just say, oh, hi, there's Shane. Well, that's an acknowledgement. You know, you see someone and you acknowledge that they're there. This is not that type of acknowledgement. This is, in all your ways, know him. And this is really important. Pastor Bill has taught on this several times. And it's the key almost to this whole passage. Because there's really only one way for you to know God. And that's to have for you to have a personal relationship with him. And the only way you can do that is to get with him and spend some time with him. Just you and him. And talk to him. And maybe even more importantly, listen to what he's saying to you. Because that's where you find out his heart and what he has for you. See, anyone that you would call yourself a friend to, you've spent time with them and you've got to know them. You talk and you listen. Well, it's the same way with God. If you want to know God, you must take time alone with him to get to know him. And he wants you to know him. Okay? So in that time, he'll share with you who he is. See, it's not just about knowing what God is. It's about you personally knowing him. We can read the Bible and go, God is this. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's this, this, this. But until you personally know him, that's when what, in that time when you're with him, there's a verse found in John chapter 10, verse 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Well, the only way that you get to know his voice is if you spend time with him listening to him. Because then you'll recognize it when he's speaking. If you haven't, he could be talking to you all day, and you're going, I don't know that person. Why would I do what they're telling me? But because you know it's him, when he says something, you go, ah, that's God, my Father, and he's telling me to do this. I'll do that. And I can say that this is the key for me, and the whole thing is God is leading me through this. This is why I'm where I'm at now. It's because I started spending more time with him. I started listening more than I was talking. And some of you might find some humor in that, if you know me. God had to impress upon that to me. You know, God's smarter than I am. So instead of me talking to him and telling him about all I know, I ought to be listening to him so I can get what he knows. And when I do that, he shares so much with me and shows me the direction for my life so that I know it's him, which gives me confidence. I can trust God. This is God. I now have something to hang my hat on, and I can do it because I know it's him. Therefore, I know he's going to be in it with me. So like when I said, I know that I can go to Tanzania and go lay on the ground in tents with those snakes, God will be right there with me. He's got me covered, and I can go there with confidence because I know he's going with me. And I know that I spent time with him. I did. When I came back, I go, God, do you want me to go there? He's like, yes. I'm like, okay. As long as you're going to be with me and you're saying I'm supposed to go, I'm going because I'm putting my confidence in him. Okay? So there's some other interesting verses, and this is just something for you to look at that I never made the connection to. Once you get done with 3, 5, and 6, it goes into verse 7. And God started leading me around to some other passages in the Bible that I never realized they connected. Randy's often good at saying, hey, you know, it says this here, but you do know it would say this back here. That's where this is coming from. Well, if you look at verse 7, it almost looks like the thought has discontinued and it's gone on to something else, at least the second half of it. Because it says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It hasn't gone on to something else. It's still talking about the same thing. It's talking about God's wisdom, not your wisdom. Because in Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay? So when we fear, and by fear here we mean respect, have reverence for. It's that fear. So reverencing God is the beginning of wisdom. So if you want to be wise in his eyes, this is the starting place. And then it goes on to say, and depart from evil. Well, even when you go to Psalms and you get that passage where it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, well, that's not where it started either. Back in Job 28:28, it references not only that first phrase, but it references the second phrase. Depart from fear. And here's what it says there in Job 28:28. It says, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So the verse is telling us, don't rely on your own understanding. Rely on the wisdom of God. And here it's, Job is laying it out that if we're to actually fear the Lord, that's wisdom. And when we depart from evil, that is understanding. And so God made that connection for me that I had never made before. I actually thought it was kind of like, well, what's that doing in there? That seems to be something completely different, but it's not. It's all connected. But back to the main part of the scripture, the verses before. I love it when God makes it personal. And I try to, even as I'm sharing here, say, I know best what God has done in my life. I love watching it when God does it in other people's lives too. To me, it's exciting. You want to get me excited? There's a couple of things. And one of them is probably my favorite thing to do is sit down over a meal because I like eating. But it's not just the food, because the food without having someone to fellowship over it just doesn't quite do it for me. But when you can have a few people sitting over some food and they're talking about the things of God, that's the most exciting time of my life. If you were to ask me, if you could say, what would you like to do your whole life? Put food in front of me and put people there. In fact, oftentimes, because of the way things work out, oftentimes the food gets cold. Because there's more fellowshipping going on than the food. It's actually secondary. I really like the food, but it's really secondary because I love hearing what God's doing in people's lives and sharing what he's doing in my life. That's why when I do that, I think back to that song where it says, man, he makes it easy to praise him. He started playing up going, that's my whole teaching, because when I think back to all that God's done to get me here, all I want to do is praise him. And so to tie this back into the Marabellas coming and to me going to be with Pastor Pradeep, he started tying some things together that I had never really tied together before and made it very clear I had nothing to do with any of it. And that's what makes it so good. Just sit back and go, I've seen parts of it. He just never put it together all right at once for me. As I'm laying there and I'm going, oh, this is just so good. So you mean if I just get out of the way, this is going to continue? And it's like, yes, just get out of the way and let God be God and listen to what he's saying. If you're not listening, you're going to miss something. So keep listening. But he was showing me just 3 or 4 points. I'll try to wrap this up now with just a summary of a few things to see how this all ties in with who's coming and what I'm going to be doing. And this passage, because I finally started trusting him and listening to him to the way I should have been my whole life, and that is with my whole heart, and not relying on myself and my own understanding and trying to figure things out, things really took off. And I remember sitting in a service, it was actually an Armada Landmark service, and because I'd been spending some time with God, he was speaking to me there, and he goes, you know, I want you to give some money to some missionaries. You know, the word in my mind, people who are doing God's work somewhere else. And I'm looking around, people, I don't think there's anybody here that I don't know, and so I don't even know that there's any missionaries here. So I think I'm off the hook. Yeah, no. I wasn't looking for a way off the hook, but I'm like, I don't know of anybody. Well, as it turns out, a couple had come in and they'd set Wayne back. You know, things had already kind of started. I didn't know they were there. And so God's speaking to me and he's giving, you need to give this much money. I'm like, okay. Now, I will say, I rarely have that much money with me. But this one case I did, and he knew exactly what was in my wallet. And I'm like, but okay, if this is God, okay. But there's got to be someone here to give it to. Unbeknownst to me, God was speaking to at least a half a dozen other people, telling them the same thing. There's someone here, and here's how much money you need to give them. Before we went 10 minutes into the service, you know, the Armada meetings can last quite some time. The speaker stopped and said, we're to take up an offering and give it to so-and-so. And they came up. I'm like, now this is so good. Now, this happened to be Steve and Jonna Mirabella. The son, Steve is the son of Stephen and Donna, who are now coming here. And so I gave into their ministry and met with them afterwards and go, you know, I have more that I'd like to give to you. And I can just give it to you here, or I can come and spend some time with you and give it to you then. And they said, if you're sure you're coming, because my guess is they've probably heard from some people before, just the way it was said. And they said, yeah, we're coming. And they didn't show up. But they said, if you're sure you're coming, wait and give it to us in Kurdistan. And before long, I was in Kurdistan. But what I didn't know, God had arranged. I didn't know. I walk in and the first people I meet at their house is Stephen and Donna Mirabella. Because Stephen and John are over in Syria. They're not back. They're not getting back to the next day. So I got to spend the whole first day just with these two and the next week with them. And that's when, literally by day two or three, Donna was saying, when you come to Tanzania, this is what we're going to have you do. This is two or three days after I met them. But see, God's already got this arranged. Now, once again, I didn't say yes right then. It was after my trip, and I come back, and I'm spending time with God. Am I supposed to be there? He goes, yes. So it starts out by giving into Steve and Jonna's ministry as led by the Spirit. I wind up there, and I meet Stephen and Donna. Then now I wind up being invited and going to Tanzania. Other things happened with her parents, too, that he was also there and led to ministry while I was in Kurdistan. But all this time, the same things happened kind of with Pastor Pradeep. I went with Pastor Bill, got to meet Pradeep. We became close friends, and I knew from that very first trip, we went both to India, and I got to spend some time with Pastor Israel Jebaraj, most of the time with him, but with Pradeep. And I knew before I left that I was going to be going back there. It's kind of the same way with Tanzania. God will put in you, like, here's where you're going to be and probably be going there the rest of your life. And so it excites me to see how each step, I didn't arrange any of this. Now, did I have to say yes to what God was showing me? And not just say it, but actually do it? Yes. So what I want to encourage you in today in closing is back to that verse that I mentioned in Acts 10:34. There is specifically referencing and talking about that God will save anybody. Okay? But it doesn't just stop with salvation. If you're willing to do his word, his way, he will do for you what he's done for me or anyone else who's saved who is willing to say yes and do his word. Okay? That's what he's looking for someone who's going to spend time with him, to listen to him, to say yes to what he has to say when he is speaking to them, and then actually go out and do it. And when you do it, all I can say is that's where it leads to the, you just automatically want to praise him, because there's nothing more exciting in the life of a Christian. At least for me, I can't imagine it. And I've talked to other people. When you know that you're doing exactly what God wants you to do, you cannot be happier more joy. I don't know, whatever word you want to put in it. It's just fun, I guess is the only way to put it. So I'm having the time of my life, and I'm hoping that each one of you will respond to God in the same way, because I want all of you to enjoy the same thing. And that is just to be walking in exactly what God wants you to be walking in. So I appreciate the time to share with you. I'm looking forward, as I said, to the Marabellas coming, you getting to hear their heart and getting to know them. And then for me going to be with Pastor Pradeep, he has arranged a lot of things for us to be doing while I'm there, and I'm excited about all of those. You will get to see that in my itinerary that will be handed out. And I want to thank you, as the ending here, for your obedience to God, for your listening, because without you and your giving, it enables me to go do what God has for me to do. And just want to let you know, I greatly appreciate that. And I love going there to be a blessing in what God will have me share, but also to be a blessing to those who are there, because they need the blessings too. And I get to take that with them, both in word and in funds. And so I thank you for what you're doing to enable me to do what God's called me to do.